From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. 10 more nations entered the European Union today, an event some observers are calling the final end to the Cold War. The expanded EU now counts 455 million citizens, and it has surpassed the United States as the world's biggest economy. Leaders of the now 25 EU member states marked the occasion in Dublin. Anti-globalization demonstrators tried to protest, but Irish police turned them back with water cannons. The mood of the day, though, was mainly festive. We begin our coverage of this story tonight with a report from NPR's Nick Spicer in Dublin.
The President of the Republic of Latvia, Her Excellency Mrs. Vaira Riga Freiberger.
Some of the heads of state and government from the 10 new member countries were still a little bleary-eyed as they arrived. They had stayed up past midnight celebrating in their national capitals. Ireland hosted this day of welcomes, as it currently holds the European Union's rotating presidency. So it was Ireland's Prime Minister Bertie Ahern who officially ushered in the 10 new member countries.
To the people of Europe who are joining us today in the European Union, I extend the hand of friendship. It was your democratic choice and your own efforts that made this day happen. Today marks the triumph of your determination and perseverance over the legacy of history.
The nations joining include the Baltic states of Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, once part and parcel of the Soviet Empire. Four Central European nations that also struggled under the communist yoke are now EU members too: the Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia, and Hungary. Completing the ten are the one-time Yugoslav Republic of Slovenia and the Mediterranean islands of Cyprus and Malta. For many, joining the Union has been a slow and painful process of economic reform and sometimes bitter negotiations on issues such as farm subsidies. But Poland's President Aleksander Kwaśniewski was all smiles today.
Really, this is a great day for us, for Poland, for Europe. And I think finally we realize our dreams.
Irish troops carried the 25 national flags at the end of the welcome ceremony. There are still 25 national armies. European leaders have been struggling to create a European defense force. And in recent months, they've been squaring off over a proposed European constitution. This would streamline decision-making and raise the EU's profile with the president and foreign minister. But none of that discord over these proposals showed on the leaders' faces today.
Okay, everybody, one big smile.
Yes.
The only problem was that Tony Blair and Gerhard Schroeder made everyone wait for the photo. Blair apologized to his counterparts, old and new, explaining they were just discussing the fortunes of their national soccer teams. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Dublin.